This call is now being recorded.
Hey, everyone. I've got Gary Green on the line. He was in Walhalla, and like so many people, he's had an encounter with the storm that he'll never forget. I have a picture up as people listen to this interview, Gary. What happened to your house?
Well, I'd actually already left for work, and then my wife called me, told me I need to come back home. A limb had failed. And basically, the weight of the ice, I think, just split the tree, and, multiple limbs fell on the house, as you can see.
How much damage is there, can you tell?
Well, believe it or not, no real damage, just a whole lot of work getting it cut off the house. I'm thinking that we don't have any damage, though, as far as structural damage, but we'll know more when the ice all melts off the roof.
Absolutely. So, really, this was a terribly close call, and you are probably pretty grateful that if the house is going to be okay.
Absolutely. God's good.
And how about the power situation in your area?
You know, what's really great about it, we have power, but people in our same neighborhood haven't had power for a while. It depends on what line you're on.
So there you are with the tree that's down, but it's knocked out power for other folks. Did it hit any lines, or did it just come down?
It just came down. Luckily, it didn't hit any lines.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm glad that you guys were okay. No one hurt, right?
No one's hurt.
That's great. How about in your area? Is there a lot of this?
Yeah. On the Pickens Highway coming into Walhalla, there's a big tree down. It took a lot of people's power out.
Gotcha. Well, you guys stay safe in the storm. Stay tuned to 7 on Your Side and WFPA.com. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening with power outages and problems on the roads. It continues to be a little bit tricky out there, but it is getting better.
Yes.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.